is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire,
good night and welcome to the edition of Inside the Inner City in the year of 2024. I hope everyone had a wonderful 2023. If not, I hope this be a prosperous year. I hope that you'll be very successful in all your endeavors, your business ventures, your marriage, your relationship with your girlfriend. You know, I just want to wish you the best and just put the father first and everything else would fall in place. It's a pleasure again to be back on Guardian Radio 96.9 on Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us powered by BTC at 422-GR96. I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien, host of the show Inside the Inner City, and it's a pleasure for each and every one of you who are listening tonight, and I appreciate each and every one of you. You can listen in on Guardian Grass and also 961 and 969. The internet. We're gonna have a very, very interesting topic on it's about history, the world history, and we're gonna present some facts, and we have conversation that we really do never attack whatever it is that we're having a discussion on, whatever topic, we just try to be as neutral as possible so that we can get a good understanding. And one of the main reasons we have the show today is because this gentleman in the studios has been talking about these matters for many, many years. This is his field. He travels the world and he finds the truth and he lines it up and he brings it back here to the Bahamas, and then, you know, he's a teacher here also. And today we're going to talk about last year, the 25th of Christmas, and why that the majority of people have seemed to not celebrate it no more. Many people are saying it for the kids. Now, we all know this Christmas, we were told, was the birth of Christ. And even the churches around the world would celebrate this. Christmas Day, where we would give gifts and whatever it is that we feel we need to give to our loved ones to celebrate the birth of Christ. And many people oppose that, saying that, you know, Christ did not born on the 25th. And we were brainwashed so much that it actually, we started to believe it, but the truth can never, ever, and I felt this last Christmas, and I was wondering to myself, well, why no one is really celebrating it? Well, if something was supposed to be true, and if this was truly the birth of Christ, then definitely we would continue to celebrate it. So when people were saying that the 25th was not the birth of Christ, okay? Now we realize with all the information, people have gone through the research, and they've been started to tell the general public and tell the world, and many people didn't believe what the people were saying, and many people might be against people who speak against Christianity, you know? And the fact of the matter is, the people who are speaking are not speaking against Christianity, you know. They're speaking against the false doctrine of Christianity. And the principle of Christianity. So we wanted Ankou, I wanted Ankou to come in today. And I wanted to ask him a few questions. The majority of people today, not only here in the Bahamas, but around the world, don't celebrate the 25th of Christmas no more like how they used to celebrate it like 20, 25, 30 years ago. And I brought Ankou in to have the discussion. I wanted to hear from him because he was telling the truth many years. You know, even myself, not with all the knowledge he has, but he has the knowledge he's been preaching. And I want to know from him what is happening?
Well, Namastu, which means the divinity within me bows to the divinity within you. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Kahun Ankou Sura. I am the head priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Bahamas, and we are under the auspices of the Holy Coptic Church International, led by our Basesh Haruhotep Tar, also known as Rev. Dr. A.J. Varma. I want to say Happy New Year to you, my brother.
Thank you very much. And, you as well.
And Happy New Year to the listeners. The points you raise are important because I don't think you're the only person asking the question you're asking. Mm. I want to start out tonight by reading
go ahead.
From the original books of the Bible. All right? We, as a Christian country, are reading versions of the Bible.
Wow.
The King James Version, etc.
That's why they call it a version.
It's a version. It's not necessarily the original. All right? And some people, as they should rightly ask, will want to know, how do you know this is the original? And it's very simple because this goes back to the origins. The word original speaks to the origins. The King James... there's a study Bible called the Zondervan, mm-hmm. King James Study Bible. They have a list of ancient or older scripts, older than the Bible, that line up with the Bible. They say they're parallel doctrines, which let you know that those who were putting their versions of scripture together were utilizing the original scriptures in hopes of having we as a people forget about the original scriptures. Mm. So in this particular verse, I'm reading from the first papyrus of the original books of the Bible. It's book number 2, the book of the beginnings. Mm. And verse 29 is going to speak heavily to, and we always start reading scripture by invoking the name of the Most High, Bismillah, Rab, El Khaliq, El Kareem. Begin all things by way of the name of the Most High, Heavenly One, and Nere, who is the Creator, the Generous One. It says in verse 29, it is for this reason that the heavenly hosts of the Most High, Heavenly One, are star people or celestial beings, known as the Intergalactic Confederation, have actually had to quarantine the planet Tar Earth, whereby this quarantine would be taken to another level by having the Luciferian forces and their influences cast from Earth. Yet, this is something that can only be done if enough members of humanity were seriously looking to be freed from the control of the Luciferians. So there are groups known as Luciferians, known as Satanists, who have put certain things in place. You talk about Christmas, you talk about Easter, you talk about Valentine's, you talk about Thanksgiving, you talk about these so-called holidays that have been put in place that we gravitate to. And we're not gravitating to it because we are inherently evil. That's not why.
No.
The people who have put these things in place, they understand that from our childhood, they groom us with fairy tales.
That's right. Okay.
So children's fairy tales become adult religions.
Yeah. You program them.
Okay? Basically. Fairy tales program you for the lie.
Yeah.
You understand? So when you start to talk about Christmas now and people say, well, we're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I ask, as well as many sincere people such as yourself, where is that in the Bible?
I'm not really good. I've never seen it in the Bible.
So the people...
Or heard someone say it came with the Bible.
The people who are responsible for leading this charge, they should be responsible enough to show you where it is. Because you could read.
Yes.
They should be able to say, listen, man, go to this particular book, look at this particular verse, it's right there. But they can't do it.
Mm. So the truth is right there for everyone to see, but yet still, we are celebrating on the 25th.
Right.
Unknowingly?
Well.
it's unknowingly, and look like some of us knowingly know the truth, but yet still we fail to address it, and we go to false doctrine on the 25th.
Well,
it's not in the Bible, like you said.
It's not in the Bible. And what we have to understand is that what we're holding as the Bible, these are the Greco-Roman interpretations of Scripture.
The Greeks,
the Romans.
Who conquered
mm-hmm. and who created their own religion out of the church cult of Caesar
mm-hmm.
that ultimately became the Roman Catholic Church. That ultimately the Protestants came out of, and you have the numerous denominations coming out of that.
Wow.
Okay? The reality that we are faced with as a people is we live in a day and time now where we have technology. That technology allows for us to do the research. We can look up Saturnalia, which is a Greco-Roman festival from December 17th to around the 24th or 25th, depending on who you ask. And you can study Saturnalia to understand the behavior that you see of drinking.
Yes.
All right.
I saw it too.
Partying.
Yep.
You know, they put up wreaths. All of these things are remnants of Saturnalia. It has nothing to do with the birth of any savior to us. You understand, as Nubian Melanite people or so-called black people. And so we now have to take ourselves seriously. The verse that I read earlier just said, if enough people were seriously looking to be freed from the control of the Luciferians, if we seriously wanted to give them back their way of life and learn what true righteousness really is and understand what our great ancestors put in place for us. If we really wanted to do that, we could do it. But many people are controlled by fear. Many people are controlled by peer pressure. Peer pressure is the religion of the day and time we live in right now. Peer pressure. Because everybody who pressures you ultimately came out of a household who had a religion. You understand? And so that religion controls the behavior of your friends and of the dominant group. So if the dominant group decides that even though Jeremiah chapter 10 speaks of what they call as the Christmas tree as actually an abomination, if the dominant group says, well, that's the tree we're going to put up as the national tree, then that's what we go with. You understand? If you're going to take the taxpayers' money and you're going to put up a misrepresentation of the three wise men, a misrepresentation of the Messiah, a misrepresentation of who you call Mary and Joseph. None of those things are in the Bible.
So we are just idol worshippers.
IDLE and IDOL. Because idol means your playground, devil's tools.
So
as well as, yes, we worship the image of the beast.
So you're trying to tell me all those years when we've been getting those Christmas trees, our great-grandparents and our mothers and stuff, and we would get them and we would put them in those and we decorated them. You were trying to tell me you were,
We were following the traditions of man. We were following the traditions that had been set up by other than self and kind, by our very oppressors, by the very people who ultimately do not have our best, and they don't. Their intention is not for us to actually rule ourselves. As a matter of fact, this is what the Messiah dealt with in the book of Matthew chapter 15. And verse 1 says, "Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." Matthew 15 verse 3 says, "But he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment by your tradition?" See, if we keep the tradition, but we're not keeping the commandment, we're doing exactly what the Messiah was saying to the Pharisees and the Sadducees in his time.
Nothing new under the sun.
We're continuing to follow on with this way of life, hoping that things are going to get better. When the truth of the matter is,
it's getting worse.
It's getting worse because we're moving further and further away from the origins.
We're losing our values. We're losing our all of this stuff.
All our integrity, and ultimately, the book of John chapter 1 says, "The light shineth in the darkness, but the darkness comprehendeth it not." We have a comprehension.
You think this affects us overall as a nation with sexual abuse, with high crime, with poverty? Do you think this year could be one of the main reasons we are in the state in the Bahamas?
Definitely. Because what is the guiding principle? If the traditions of men ultimately is the guiding principle, and traditions of men is not rooted in scripture, I'm talking about true scripture. I'm not talking about what they gave us as scripture. I'm talking about going into the actual languages and understanding what was originally meant to be taught. The original African Messiah, he had a message. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Wow. Next question I'd like to ask you. I see we normally have this Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. And I even did my little research. Now, I'm not putting this on nobody. What we are saying, you don't have to even acknowledge or, you know, you have your own opinion.
You can check it out.
You know? So I check out Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's about the turkey and eating and all that stuff. When I really look at Thanksgiving, it was when they would go and take the Negro and put him up and wrap him up on
the picnic.
The picnic.
Yeah.
So thanks. And this is...
Well, what?
So I...
Every abomination that they have introduced to us through their actions, they cover it with a story. They cover it with a narrative. Well, like, you know, the pilgrims, like, they was coming to America and, you know, they landed on Plymouth Rock and then it was a celebration, right? Well, why would you be celebrating somebody invading you ultimately? Why would that continue to be a celebration, right?
Celebrated by killing the people and taking the land.
Right. So all of these things deserve our attention. All of these things deserve us taking the time to learn the origins of where they actually began so that we don't pass it on to the next generation.
And yeah. We're just saying this, you know, we're not talking on no one's belief.
No.
You know, we're just speaking naturally on the truth. And maybe you'd see deep down in your heart, if you go and do your research, you'd see exactly what we're saying. You know, because we talk about Thanksgiving, you go do the history, go do your history check on Thanksgiving, you would see yourself exactly what Thanksgiving is. You go punch a Valentine, you would see exactly what Valentine,
right?
The celebration of Valentine are all about. What he's saying, right? They're talking about Valentine is love, but it was celebrated in a different way, but they disguise it as
they call it Lupercalia. Lupercalia, and it wasn't. It was nothing that is being
orgies and all that stuff.
Every ritual or every holiday
is pig. It's
that the Greco-Romans introduced to us has their spirituality. Their spirituality is decadence. Understand? It's not about actually moving closer to balancement or what we know as ma'at. You understand? It's actually about lawlessness.
It's exactly what it is.
Okay?
Because I
this is why in their version of Christianity, they'll tell you you don't need law.
Oh. So, in a sense, the Pope just ain't give the same thing for same-sex marriage, but he acknowledged...
Yeah, that they could be blessed. But my, our question is, where's that in Scripture? It doesn't matter who the Pope is. I don't have no issues with the Pope. But my question is, just give us the Bible logics. Verse.
And
show us
the Bible,
where you...
The Bible speaks about that. But we have this, the great Pope saying that he is going to give his blessings. But hold on, let me get this right now. How could he give the blessing? So he
They say he's the vicar of Christ. They say he's the voice of Christ. He's the voice of Christ. That's what they're saying.
So let me ask you a question. All of the Roman Catholic Church and all the theology that goes on in the Bahamas, around the world, you're trying to tell me all of them is look up to this man as...
But there's some infighting. There everyone doesn't agree with what he's doing. But that's in every church. I mean,
yeah.
That's not just
I saw
Catholic church.
The African...
Yeah, there's people who don't agree with what he's doing. But the point is, see...
And who our churches, who are they following? Because I think all of them have to give a call to the Pope, right?
I can't speak for every church. There are some churches that do, right? But ultimately, the Scripture should be our guide. You understand?
So,
we should be, in order for us to be free, we must know the truth. John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not the Pope.
So, but the majority of people, especially some of the leading pastors from y'all, they might notice them kiss his ring, bow down and kiss his ring. But in the scriptures, showing that thou shalt not bow down to no... So
it says, call no man father.
So how is this working? I mean, you're supposed to be saying one thing, and the book is here to guide you. But
this is exactly what the Messiah dealt with when he was dealing with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. He was dealing with a religious order that ultimately
with corruption.
It did not follow the true Scriptures or the true religious identity that the Messiah ultimately came to teach. It's no different than today.
Yes. I want to just play something, and you'll probably get a better understanding on the listeners and those who are tuning in can actually, you know, see if they could come to a conclusion. Comment, Mr. Badus, you think we could play that audio video, please?
Physical concept of Jesus Christ did not exist. Now, how did it come into existence? Because the Pope commissioned it to come into existence. Michelangelo painted the picture using what Constantine calls a council of bishops and priests at a place called Nice. It's the Nicene Conference. It is at this conference that the European created a European concept of Christianity. It was at this conference that they began to take the African saints out of the literature of Christianity. Now the corruption had started. The physical concept of Jesus Christ did not exist. Now, how did it come into existence? Because the Pope commissioned it to come into existence. Michelangelo painted the picture using what...
Okay.
Yeah. That's our great barber, Dr. John Henry Clark.
Now, he said, so before Christianity, what was our culture or whatever it is would be?
Even in the Bible that people hold today, they talk about a way of life called the way.
The way.
All right, and I'm saying it this way so people can look it up, right? this way that was being followed was the way of the first crucified Savior known as Asaru.
Asaru
and Aset, these were the original Nazarites, or those who followed the ways of the Nazarene. And they are mentioned in the book of Numbers chapter 6. So we had a way of life before what they're calling Christianity.
Christianity,
the first place the disciples were called Christians was in what they call Antioch. In Acts 11:26. Had nothing to do with the original way of life of the Messiah. This was a way of life that was being, as our great Baba, Dr. John Henry Clark, he's talking about the 4th century when you have these Europeans, they're literally taking these original doctrines and they're repackaging them to suit their purposes. You understand? They're taking the church cult of Caesar, all right, and they're creating a religious/political powerhouse that would allow for them to continue to rule, because before you had popes, you had Caesars or emperors. But the pope just becomes a version of the Caesar or the emperor. The head bishop as I said earlier, they said the vicar of Christ, but their Christ was not the original African Messiah that's mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verses 12 to 15 with skin like burnt brass and woolly hair, etc. Their savior is none other than Julius Caesar. That's the JC that they're following. You understand? When they say savior, they're saying the word soter. Serapis, they're talking about their way of life. Nothing to do with us.
So, hold on now. You know, I used to watch this movie called The Tribune. And you have a lot of white characters in this and actors in it. And in that, they was calling them, like you say, God.
Mm-hmm.
Caesar. Because they showed a movie. And you had to address him like that.
Yeah.
And the whole society praised him like a god. And those who were conquered, majority of them, they were taught the ways.
That's right.
And that was indoctrinated. That's why when
just like us.
The audio clip was playing this now, and they said that when Constantine came in,
right,
so that's how come we get all these add-on pagan days like Christmas and Valentine's and...
Well, remember now, what they had to decide that Christmas was going to be on December 25th. Christmas Day, for them, was anywhere from January to September.
Call it coming right now. I guess it's a second late.
They had different dates for Christmas. So the question for us is, well, do you know when he was born, or you don't know when he was born? But in their own encyclopedias, they'll tell you what I'm saying. You don't even have to read our books. You can read
all over the world. And you know, because I know Christian. I'm a believer. What do you say? The way.
How
the Nazareth live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live with your neighbors. You don't gossip. You try to help as much people as you can.
Do unto others as you would have them
understand
do unto you.
Right.
Yes.
You know, try not to harm. You know, basically to one another's that answers.
Yeah. You know? If you treat people the way you want to be treated, the world is a better place.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, with so many churches in the country, you know, it's hard to believe that with all the Christians and wealthy people, business people, so many different pastors in this country, you know, we're in a 21/7. And now, you know, we face with so many problems that people are moving away from Christianity. Reason why? Because now we are seeing that it ain't what it is.
No, the book of Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto the end thereof are the ways of death.
That's what it's leading to in our country.
That's where we're at today.
That's where we're at.
It seems right.
It's that's right.
But clearly it's not right because the result is death.
Yeah.
The result is confusion. The result is miseducation. The result is disease. The result is war. The result is all of the ills that plague us today.
I think that's what's happening right now.
So it's not me saying it. Proverbs 14:12 says it.
And we have all these problems that Proverbs is speaking about right now in our country.
Right.
You want to take this one call?
Sure.
Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Golly, this is just talking away so long with you and Brother Uncle Scooch.
Yes, sir.
And Namastu.
Namastu. Brother Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, first I'm going to say to you, a godly new cycle.
Yes, and congratulations to the Saxons.
Yes, congratulations. I forget. Go ahead.
But what I want to find out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everything, just about everything you mentioned, or people, tangible, is commerce, according to those cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is to you, when commerce really started, whereby humanity got a hold on it, when it was tangible to people, to humanity. Now, I'm not speaking of when they was giving up, cows and portion of cows for whatever. You know, understand? Or horse for whatever.
Bartering.
I'm not speaking of that portion. I'm speaking about commerce in the tangible way, in the physical way, in the monetary way. When was that really started?
Well, I mean, you had commerce in various means, like you mentioned before, that before we had what they call money, we would barter. So you have some potatoes, I have some onions. You need some what I got, I need some what you got. We trade, we barter, right? You had shells, like cowrie shells, that were used as currency.
What's that shell?
It's called cowrie shells. It's you know, when you talk about the China closet, the very material that's used to make those plates and those bowls, sometimes it comes from the cowrie shells. So it was literally used as a form of currency or money, right? But as time progresses, and you can, there are tons of documentaries where they talk about how money was created and how it there was what's called a gold standard, or you had other standards that ultimately... So I just...
Before I get cut, right?
Yeah.
When was... Those situations, like monetary situation, was established.
Right, I'm getting to it. So
by who?
So each society had their own standard of monetary. We as Africans had our own monetary standards. When the Babylonians came in, they had their own. When the Greeks came in, when the Romans came in, all the way today to America, every ruling power has their own understanding of what money is. That's
so
why you
calculated it.
Well, you had trade. You had people who were constantly moving from one place to the next, and they were the ones who were ultimately carrying the goods that were being purchased from one country to the next, and the currencies were being traded the same way. But ultimately, right, to get to what I think you're asking, right, when you talk about the economy, right, the economy doesn't only deal with money. So in various holidays, yes, there's a commercial side to it, and yes, there's money being made. But what they also understand is if you're caught up in purchasing gifts for Christmas or Valentine's or Easter or what have you, then what you're not doing is actually focusing on what you should be doing. You're not even understanding, as the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 talks about, that the stars and the celestial bodies were to be utilized to understand the seasons, the festivals, and the day and times that you were in. Every ritual and every holiday that we ultimately upheld, it aligned with the universe. It aligned with the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe, whereby we would become one with nature. We would become one with nature and ultimately one with God, one with the Most High. That's what the holiday is supposed to be. So the money that comes in was supposed to help the community, was supposed to help us to build infrastructure, was supposed to help us to actually put ourselves in a better predicament so that when we came, because this is in the Northern Hemisphere, this would be a winter holiday. But originally, before we were displaced, this was dry season for us in Africa. What they call in Christmas for us, or what we knew as Christmas, or the 12 days of Christmas, which began with the 9 days of Chanukah, though that period of time, that happened in the dry season. And it actually assisted us with calibrating ourselves, because we were coming out of the rainy season into the dry season, and it assisted us with calibrating our biology, our mentality, our spirituality, our physical bodies in a way that allowed for us to adjust and be able to focus on what it is we were supposed to be doing as a people. Wow. You understand?
So, Brother Ungu, okay, we understand all that. In other words, we could say, well, Christ was first. His word was first, right? The Lord's word was first, right? But when it got to commerce, why they think it was a need for commerce whereby it would have been tangible for everybody to, you know, to handle, to touch?
Well, what did the Messiah say when they presented him with commerce? He said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar and render unto God what is God's. So commerce was something that was of this world. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have money. Doesn't mean you shouldn't partake in commerce.
You have to believe in it.
Well, don't let it consume you. Don't let it possess you.
Make you
yes,
want to
I
do.
Just wonder when it starts.
He can't tell you that.
What was the dry season in those days? What do you call the dry season?
It was called the dry season. That's what it was called. It was called the dry season.
Look at National Geographic.
But
see.
You didn't have much rain?
No, there was no, it's dry. It's literally dry.
So you're talking like the story of Joseph when he talked about the 7 years of farming. That's a dry season right now.
That would be a dry season, but this is something that happened every year. We had three seasons. We had a rainy season, you had a dry season, and then you had a harvest season.
Just like the Bahamas.
Yes.
Just like us.
We
have the similar.
We have four seasons. We have cold fronts, right? But ultimately, Brayman, we've always, in all cultures, you had a way to measure currency. That's all I'm trying to say. So as old as humanity is as old as some form of currency.
Okay. Story about, I think it's Abraham, who had all the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
I'd say he was a rich man.
And then when he.
Rich man based on what? he had to have some type of currency.
Animals, camels, goats, sheep, and then when, as he traveled, they would probably have some kind of currency over there, and he would trade, sell it for a certain price, and he'd end up with Julius Caesar occurring.
Yes.
And then he'd go someplace else, and then you go over there, that's Vladimir Putin. And he'd
Genesis. Putin. Yeah, Genesis 13 and 2, and Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold.
You see?
So it's there, but our currency today is not only the monetary currency. This is why we're having this conversation about holidays and understanding why people may not be holding on to what we've held on to for so long, because we don't see the value in it anymore. It's no longer a spiritual currency. It's not something that actually assists us.
It's no desire anymore.
Well, your way of life should bring you salvation before you die.
Right.
You shouldn't have to wait to die before you have salvation.
Wow.
You understand? The Messiah, they say his name Yeshua, this individual or this consciousness, because what they've done to us is they've made us focus on an individual as opposed to understanding that he had a mentality, and he also understood that in order for us to be saved, we had to have that same mentality. That's why he said, pick up your cross and follow me. He didn't say, I was getting on the cross for you. He said, go and pick up your cross and follow me. You're going to have to do what I do. You're going to have to become a part of the Christ consciousness.
So this crime problem, when we were saying it ain't the police can't solve it. It takes everybody.
So
you say the same thing?
Yes. It takes to raise a child. So when you start complaining about the young people, my question is, well, where's the village?
And what you're doing to assist and make a difference in the
country. No, where's the village?
Wow.
That's just really, that's a serious, I'm not being metaphorical.
No, you're right.
Where is the village? Where are, and I'm not saying that we don't have it. We have it in pockets. You understand? But we got to have it nationally if we're going to assist with curbing the crime issue.
Yes.
You got to be able, see, the reason why I can't go and speak to a child the way an adult could come and talk to me when I was a child. In my day and time, any adult could correct me. You understand? It's difficult to do that now because we as adults don't even trust each other.
Mm, yeah, we messed
up. We so traumatized and abused that we, and I'm not saying you should trust everybody right now. I'm saying if you are around people enough, you get to know them. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to trust them because I know you.
Makes sense.
But if we all inside, if we all on our phones, if we all on our computers, if we all on television, but we're not communicating and not being a community, common unity, then it's difficult to know your neighbors. How are you going to love your neighbors? You love yourself and you don't know your neighbor.
Okay. You was reading something, and I think, or the caller said something on, let me try to remember. Okay. The church, when it was made, I caught reading, it said that it was made to make sure that every need was met, and they gathered up the funds. Okay, this is why I'm saying, right, if this is what the church was built for, was taken care of, that means the church was built, and when the members and who all was a part of the church, the council and stuff like that, they would of their street people who would canvass the streets and see who probably didn't have a door or who didn't eat this way or who ain't got oil in that lamp or who kid is sick or, and their job was to report back from their respective districts, as we call them Christians. Mm-hmm. And they were to go back to the priests and give them their report. And once their report was filed, the church would go and gather up funds from the members, and then they would go and distribute it to where it was needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the church was established for. There are churches over here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you know, they do their give back.
Yeah, but there are a lot of churches doing a lot of good things. All right? So I don't want people to think that we're bashing those people who are doing their best. You understand? You have to know how what you're doing aligns with Scripture.
That's right.
Churches, and there are a lot of good pastors, and there are a lot of good Christians
who
really want to do what's best in this country. There's more of them than I think the ones that we want to talk about mostly. You understand? But the reality of the situation is, if we always focusing on our differences, then those of us who do care about the community, we don't really come together and talk because all we're doing is focusing on our differences. Oh, Uncle Dem always talking about African Messiah. Yes, that's what we talk about. If you don't want to talk about that, we don't have to talk about that. But we could talk about why we don't want to be on the stoplight getting shot. I think we could all agree on we don't want that. We could all figure out how we're going to actually help this country to be the kind of country we want it to be. We could do that.
Instead of a conflict zone?
Instead of a conflict zone. You literally in the middle of a war zone.
Mm-hmm. For 100,000 people. And guess what? People be doing, we waste on Jamaica and places like that would get millions.
And the sad thing is, and that's just Nassau.
That's crazy, you know.
That is crazy because See, Nassau is creating the narrative for the Bahamas. Nassau is not the Bahamas.
We get 700 islands, 700
keys. We are not the Bahamas, but we create the narrative for the Bahamas.
And that's the sad part about it. We get 700 islands, 700 keys. We cooped up in a 21x7, and we're here all just describing one another with politics, describing one another with the church. We describe one another as neighbors and brothers and sisters. You know, we ain't look so good.
There's a way that seems right unto man, but its ways lead unto death. So if you are going to follow your oppressors in every facet of life, do you think your oppressor wants you to have peace? Do you think your oppressor wants you to actually rule yourself? Do you think, and people, some people may try to, what do you mean the oppressor? There are 9 levels of human activity.
9?
9.
That, go ahead.
The first is religion.
Okay.
In this country, we follow the religion of the Anglican or the Catholic or those who ultimately oppressed us.
Hold on.
That's the first level.
Go ahead. Let you finish first.
The economy is the next level. And our economy, our dollar is pegged to the U.S. dollar. That their dollar is literally effaced with white men. Their currency is based on going into, and their foreign policy is about going into lands and getting resources to keep their dollar strong. Mm. And we benefit from that. Okay? Which creates the third level, the labor. Our labor pool, the father of labor, Surrounding Fox, he understood that we didn't have banks, we didn't have land, but we had labor. But our labor is being utilized to build a system that is oppressing us. The fourth level would be sex and gender, or what they call family life. Mm-hmm. Today, we're following again this idea of male and female at odds with each other, gender wars, or LGBTQ, which ultimately destroys the fabric. If you destroy the fabric of the family,
it's all over for you.
Then the community is destroyed. The nation is destroyed.
No one listening to nobody.
Then you have our education is based on London.
Christopher Columbus discovered the New World, and he meet people here.
And you still got Woods Rogers downtown pulling gun on people.
Listen to this, dog.
Yeah, he met people here, but he discovered it.
Christopher Columbus.
Right. Boy, right. But you got
to discover the world.
You got
and
you,
people. He meet people there. And listen to this. Wait, seriously. Christopher Columbus discovered the New World, right? And he meet people there. So what you could discover, and you meet people there.
Precisely.
So how? I mean, it sounds so.
But the fairy tale creates the mentality to accept a lie.
And it's
so if you always think about it, if you always had a knight in shining armor, when the knight takes off his helmet, it's a white man. So we always knew or wanted the white man to come and save us from children. Either you as a little girl, they wanted to be the princess that's in distress to save by
the Barbie doll,
right? We want to be saved by Prince Charming. Right? They never realize that Prince Charming is in all of the different fairy tales. He in Cinderella, he in Snow White, he in Rapunzel.
That's what you know.
He's the same prince, right? He got all the women. you got the same dude walking through all these different fairy tales. You understand? All of the names of the princesses keep changing, but not his name. He always Prince Charming. All right? That programs us to accept a savior that doesn't look like us, that's supposed to come in and save us. Because Christopher Columbus, his name means Christ bearer. I'm going to discover anything.
That's what his name means.
Christopher, yes. Christ bearer. That's what the name means. You understand? You have to understand that the European way of life is that they have a war cult way of life. So their first level of initiating war is through religion, because they send the first soldiers that they send in are missionaries.
Yes. I watched all the movies. Every movie.
Listen to the word. Yes. The word. See, the word Ares is another word for war. It's a symbol for war. It's
mission
another.
Mission Ares.
So you have these soldiers on a mission for Ares. You understand? They come in to present a way of life that is going to ultimately uproot you spiritually.
I was watching the movie The Great Wall.
Okay.
And they were saying the guys right. who were starring in the movie, they were saying, like you said, Pachu.
I didn't get it from the movie, but that's true.
Yeah, The Great Wall.
Yeah. So these soldiers on a mission from Ares come in with a doctrine to ultimately dispel or put you under a spell, whereby when you do see other than self and kind coming in, you see them as saviors, even though they coming in to rape and raise and pillage. Mm. You understand?
And that's what Christopher Columbus did. He did all those stuff.
Yes, and I'm glad the statue's gone. And the next level will be law, because you have education, which is the British system. Our laws is based on common. So none of these things. You stop me when we get to the point where we are living in a way that's indigenous to us. The law is common law. It's coming out of London. Mm-hmm. Okay, then you have war security. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the police force?
Royal Bahamas.
Okay, the Royal. They ain't our police force. The Bahamas.
Royal Bahamas Defense Force.
They're there to protect the royal family's estate, the crown line.
No.
They ain't there to protect us.
No one will believe that. No. They ain't out of that.
The individuals who become policemen, they want to help. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying the way it was set up.
Yeah, I understand.
The royal Bahamas. You understand?
That's what it is?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Okay, so that's your war security. Then you have the last two. Entertainment. Our entertainment is based again on pop culture. Coming out of America, coming out of Britain, coming out of Canada. All right? To the point where we brag about Junkanoo. We'll say it's our national culture and expression of our culture. But we ain't wearing that in the House of Parliament. Ain't no Junkanoo pictures up. You go inside the Senate, you got these huge pictures of people who don't look like us.
No, I see. When you go in there, I see all kind of people like Del Venus and some people I never knew wasn't.
And they got paintings. They got paintings of people that we don't. We'll never know.
I don't know. A lot of them was members of my parliament.
Okay.
In the country.
And I'm not knocking.
No. We just talking.
The people whose pictures that's different. I'm talking about the people whose paintings are up there.
Oh.
These are people who owned us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
they owned us. We was property to them. You understand? When we came to this country, we didn't come through as people who would be processed by customs. I mean, immigration. We was processed by customs. Customs is processed things. You understand? That's why you could go back and look at the records and understand that when they say we were emancipated in 1834 to 1838, the British people, the slave owners, did because they were losing their property. You understand? The last level of human activity is politics. You understand? And politics is people interactions, people, it's not just political parties, all right? But if your people interaction is based on how the European looks at you and the systems that the Europeans are set up for you, then you don't even interact with each other the way that benefits you. You interact with each other the way that you've been taught to interact with each other. So if I see Brother Scrooge and I've already, in my mind, I see him as a criminal because he's a young black man, then I don't seek to give him opportunity to better himself. I just want to distance myself from him. I just want to make sure he don't really get close to me, enough to me, so that he don't rob me, so that he don't hurt me. Whereas if you had community, you could get to know each other and be able to understand each other. Think about it now. The people who have raped and pillaged the earth, they've documented it. This ain't me saying it. They've documented it. Are the very same people who stand in the front of us and hold up themselves as the moral standard. They fighting in Russia and Ukraine now. They don't call that tribal wars, but that's a tribal war. You understand? These people are destroying the planet, destroying, and I'm talking about the elites amongst them. You understand? Because everybody who agree what they're doing, but I'm talking about the elites amongst these people are destroying the planet as we know it, and at the same time holding themselves up as the moral standard.
Yeah.
You understand? So it's up to us right now. I'm not here to complain about anybody else. I'm saying we have a way of life. We got to embrace that way of life.
You're right, because the other day I was on Facebook, and this guy made a good comment. He said, you guys here talking about human rights, United States of America. He said, you talking about human rights. And look at what y'all did to Iraq. How many, y'all killed but close to 1 million people in Iraq. And then he going on from Iraq, he going to some countries and stuff like that where they cause coups and stuff like that. And he said, you know, boy, listen.
I want people to look up, is an elder, he's no, may rest in peace.
Wow, crazy.
His name is Randall Robinson, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just pulling it up right now so I give you the right name. All right. He talks about American foreign policy. Okay. He passed and just last year.
And they talk about human rights.
Randall Robinson. He's an American lawyer and author. RANDALL. Randall Robinson. I don't want people to think I'm here bad mouthing anybody. His work, he has a book, several books. One is called Unbroken Agony. He's talking about what happened in Haiti with Aristide. Matter of fact, Fred Mitchell is mentioned in that book. You should go read it. He also has a book called Quitting America. Quitting America. And he also has one called The Debt. He has several others, but I've read those three. And he mentions what it is that I'm talking about tonight. I don't ever come on the radio to just spout off, share what I'm reading so people can also see what it is that I'm seeing. So ultimately, where are we today? We are in a state of mind that the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 37 talks about. It says the hearts of many shall be waxed cold. But that phrase waxed cold in the Greek is the word psycho. That's what the word is in Greek. So we live in a society that has literally created the mind of the psychopath.
You correct with that, because all we get is psychopath in this country.
we have created the mind of the psychopath, and in creating the mind of the psychopath, we have psychotic behavior.
Oh, go ahead. Hold it, my brother. Listen, I was on Dwight Schrone the other day, and I say, man, we were in the streets. We had a blood rush where we just want to kill and chuck, chop, shoot.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And that was driving us.
Wow.
So that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know? And then this is what people don't understand. The mindset of that individual, you are actually a psycho. I was a psycho. Mm-hmm. My other past were psychos, and a lot of these guys you see walking around the road, these AK-47 shooting at people, they are psychos.
Right. But that's not the only level of psychotic behavior.
I know. Give me one.
But when you can worship other than self and kind, when you can be taken out of your indigenous environment by a people and then follow them to heaven, that's psychotic behavior. All right, Dr. Claude Anderson talks about inappropriate behavior. When Dr. Claude Anderson, he wrote the book Powernomics.
Somebody right now, call up.
We as a people have help, you know. We have people with answers, but we ignore them because they look like us. Because we have such a healthy dose of self-hate. We don't want to look at anybody who looks like us and think that person could help them.
And guess what? We have all the solution for this country's problem. And what you're saying is exactly what it is in this country. There are many people in this country who can contribute greatly to the country's development, but because I am,
yeah,
we cancel out one another, so we make no progress.
Yeah, and it's systematically done.
Wow.
Because people, think about it, there are people who genuinely go into politics to help. But when they get there, they realize...
Red tape. It's a lot of red tape.
It's difficult to help.
I know, I heard it. Yeah. I heard it from prime ministers. Yes. I heard it from ministers of national security. Yeah.
So that's why I don't attack leaders.
That's right.
Because I'm like, I never been in there. You understand?
It's true.
But there's systems, but these systems are rooted in that first level of human activity, religion.
And listen to this. I heard this. I'm going to say this. The late Dr. B.K. Norwich, the MP.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Salem Union Baptist Church. And I've been talking to Mr. Norwich for years, you know, just the late, great Mr. Norwich.
Yeah.
You know, because we were collaborating, working together, dealing with some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always tell him, say, no, so, you know, let's put some resources in the community and stuff like that. So, you know what he said to me? He said, Shruji, your heart big. And I know, hey, you want to help. And I want to help too, you know. Mm-hmm. But he say, you know, I restricted as a member of parliament and a member of that there's a certain restriction that I can't use my own money to help nobody.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, well.
So that means there are certain restrictions put upon the members of parliament. And he said this. Mm-hmm. Not only him. I don't want to call the rest of name, but I just call his name because he passed away.
Yeah.
But the rest still living. But I've heard this from a prime minister who I work with personally.
It's very difficult to navigate those waters when the system wasn't designed for you to actually help yourself to rule yourself.
Wow.
That's not the purpose of the system.
You can take this call?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Night, Anku and Mr. Scoozy.
Hey, good night, good night.
Hey, 52.
Anku, you know, I couldn't disagree if I wanted to, right? I'm not going to worry about the tyranny of public opinion, all right, my brother?
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, you know, I love the story and its origins, right? Scoozy, hey, Anku, remember years ago I was always talking about the book called How to Make a Negro Christian by Charles Colcock Jones in the 1800s, right?
Yeah.
But they got mad at me for that. But anyhow, I want to juxtapose, firstly, as the foreign policy, right? Let me show you how kidnapped our minds are. We still, you know, I thought Henry Kissinger died a long time ago, but you know, when you read upon America's foreign policy, and I was, you remember for years I was talking about National Secret Study Memorandum 220, Third World Depopulation Agenda by Henry Kissinger, right? Yeah, man, it's on PDF. You could go and download it, and also. It is highlighted in the movie called Nixon and Kissinger,
yeah.
In which this is expressed in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was trying to do, we as a people, anyway, let's forget that one. But I really want to tie this, and I get a question to ask you today, and because this is a history lesson that I put together for myself. You remember the Treaty of Tordesillas, right, Anku?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 1494.
Yeah.
So we had Columbus discovering the New World, Little Sinus Cushy in 1492, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The two treaties of Tordesillas were sanctioned by the Pope.
Right.
And then so Queen Isabel and Queen Ferdinand. So 1492, you see, they lied, they discovered the New World. So when he went back to Europe and told them what he had found, then all of a sudden the Treaty of Tordesillas was implemented to divide the world in half, and then they laughed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need no one to tell me this is the start of globalization.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? For me. So when you say you read and share, I like to do the same thing too. So, you know, he was my teacher. Remember, just to show you how far the stained brain inculcation has infiltrated our brains, right? Remember, a couple of months ago, I called you and I asked you, you reminded me about Jose chapter 13, when I had a conversation with a stained brain colonial person in the chat group, when he couldn't believe that I read in the Bible, I am the Lord thy God, I come out of the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He went and gave me another verse, but it's similar, but this is the actual one when I had called you and you would tell me chapter 13.
Yeah.
So he couldn't believe that God is out of Africa, out of Egypt, because this is what they want us to believe. So the Christmas tree story is because it stays evergreen all year round, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even with our history, we could dissolve all of their lies because Africa was full of life and wildlife. We had no reason to be cannibals. We had no reason to leave Africa. Europe was running out of food and resources, but this is their belief. And so they give you dope and they still pray to the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
So when I listen to you talk about the commercialization, so we have empowered the beast by falling up all our holidays and traditions and customs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back with the city of Joppa. When the original disciples said they plot to kill Paul, and this is the question, this had a big argument with somebody in somewhere. They said he taught not, but the Father taught us when he walked with us. So Paul went to Rome. You remember that?
Yeah.
But yet still, they still turn around and imprison Paul and kill Paul, and all of a sudden Constantine had this revelation there, the birth of Christianity. But what I want you to clear for the public, you don't mean you got to remind them of some things. The cross existed long before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't know that. And these were taken from out of the temple in Aksum or somewhere in Egypt. You know, you could remind me. I don't be a little awesome now, man.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I don't know if you call it the Ankh. You know, the thing with the
original cross is the Ankh, but yeah.
All of those are in the Egyptian temples, the carvings of them, you know. And the cross, I guess, since they represent the rising and the setting of the sun. I realize a lot of disinformation when I learn about the 13 constellation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Ophiuchus or something like that. You could pronounce it. You know what I'm
saying? Ophiuchus.
So I realize we're not given the truth about anything, Anku.
Right.
And we're paying the price for empowering the beast. And mm-hmm. remember, now Revelation says, the leader, he will make them of one sound mind. The leaders of the world, he will give to make them of one sound mind, and they will lend power to the beast.
Mm-hmm.
So this is right there. And so when I listen to, you know, I that's why we called the conversation. When I listen there and try to be a better person, because as I listen to Scrooge talk about the humanized part of our self-hatred, Scrooge, you know, it's worse now, but I glad Scrooge expressed it because I said it on the radio, but he didn't, I probably didn't answer when he's on the show the other day, but I was saying that the propensity for us to kill, that's what kill. You see what I'm saying? But you don't think it has heightened? It has gotten worse?
Yeah, it's gotten worse because...
And so the reason, the question then becomes, why? And then so, when I was telling them years ago, Anku, that we need to teach eugenics so they can see that there was ever an agenda for to get rid of us, maybe we might stop getting rid of one another. You understand
true.
What I'm saying, Scusi?
Yes,
then
sir.
Then we look at the annihilation of the Nubian history with the black people, Anku. But what I want you to juxtapose to me... Anku, have you ever seen the mosaic art painting with the, I think during the John DeMar period, where the king was this black man had sex with his queen, and the people in the church surrounded him, and in order to purify the queen, they burned him.
Wild
and
time,
a picture of them pushing the knife in the zygote of a black
man. I think that's wild time.
I don't know if you have seen that one.
But no, I've never seen that painting.
Documented paintings.
Right.
These things exist. But the question, Anku, because I've forgotten, he was talking about Satanelia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know what the red stripe represents with the candy. Is that the origins of, Cronus is the origin of Satanelia? I'll hang up and listen.
So,
you know, Cronus eat his children.
Yeah, yeah. So Satanelia, when we talk about the reality of the celestial bodies and this fact that they're all given the names of the Greco-Romans, right? And this idea of Saturnalia is addressed in one of our parchments. You can go to journeyhomegroup.com, but it's called Christmas, the African origins of Christmas. And Saturn is one of the homes of these adverse forces, all right? And because Saturn is one of the homes of this these adverse forces, those who are sustained by those adverse forces utilize Saturn as a point of focus in order to disseminate their energy here on Earth, all right? I won't get fully into Saturn tonight, but Cronus and Zeus and Chaos and the Greek lineage of the Greco-Roman pantheon is ultimately who they have us worshiping. We don't realize it, but if you go to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 22, it says in Philippians 4, and 22, all the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. Let me read that again. Philippians 4, verse 22, all the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. All right? So the reality of the pantheon that they have us worshiping, if you go to Vatican City, they have 140 statues in St. Peter's Basilica. And these statues are not the people that you think they are. These are actually the family bloodline of the Caesars. And this is who they have you ultimately worshiping. So Cronus, they call him the king of the Titans, all right, and the god of time.
So you're trying to tell me all them Hollywood movies we watch him with Zeus and Cronus and...
Yes. Yes. They're constantly pushing the narrative of the Greco-Romans in order to constantly have you focusing on other than self and kind. You understand? And so if we continue to do that, then we're never in alignment with the actual rituals that's supposed to help us align with the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe.
I'm just going to comment on this.
Mm-hmm.
52 just mentioned, you know, it's getting worse. He's talking about the crime, poverty, and et cetera. And he has my answer to 50. I said yes, but it's much worse. We were taught about Jesus. We were taught about God, right? And even though we were worshiping Jesus and God, but you see the likeness of Jesus with his blue eyes and whatever. For some strange reason, many of us, even though we were saying the name, we didn't believe the white and, you know, the whites and blue
mm-hmm,
eye.
Mm-hmm.
But we did believe, you know, like he was the savior.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we were young guys growing up, we were taught these things inside inside the neighborhood. So we had little knowledge about what was right and what was wrong. Now, this generation, like how are we getting rid of Christmas and Thanksgiving? I mean, it's dying out. I believe that very, very high, the true name of Jesus, the true name of Moses, and all of these prophets, right? And I really believe that I really believe that this generation now don't believe in nothing, because I have a relationship. I stay in contact with the younger people in the community, because if you want to know what's going on, mm-hmm. you're going to have to be able to sit down and talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to the females. They don't know nothing.
They have a religion, though.
What's their religion?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure, right. So what I'm saying to you, what I'm trying to say generally to the church, oh dear, this generation don't have no knowledge.
No, let me tell you what they...
Go ahead.
The Messiah said we got to be wise as serpent and humble as doves. We are becoming as wise as the serpent, but we're not humble as doves.
Mm.
The youth have the world at their fingertips. So when you come in front of them talking about traditions that they could actually go and research, they looking at you like, no.
Because they're not seeing you doing...
They have the answer. Everything you say in front of them, they could Google it. I'm not saying Google is the answer to every question, but if they're inquisitive enough, they can actually research what you're saying. All right? And if you are putting falsehood in the front of them and they know it's falsehood, well, what does that make you? You're a liar. So if you're a liar and now you take your lies and you beat me over the head with it because you are the dominant person in the relationship, if you're going to beat me over my head with lies...
Mm. And now the name of God and Jesus we're calling. Now we're hearing the original name. We're hearing Yahweh and Yashua.
You know the issue I have with people who ignore scripture?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, let's read it first of all. All right. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 doesn't say Jesus or God. Okay? It says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. That's the name he gave him. Okay. They even said, and God said, he never said he was God.
But the church say God, They say Jesus.
So why is the church saying God? Let's go to.
And you reading? And this is in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Hold on. Let me get this right. Hold on. Let's see. I think everyone say I speak broken English, and you know I'm very smart. I can't speak too well because you know I.
Yeah.
So let me get this right now. I supposed to be the dumb one. You trying to tell me this in the scriptures,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to tell me this last 100 years of preaching in the Bahamas, Ray and God and Jesus, and when the scriptures telling you otherwise.
It says, I am. It says, and if you go back to verse 13, right, it says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? What's the name of this God that you was talking to? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. But the I am is the word eni or anea or anere. When we say anere in the Holy Coptic Church, we're referencing scripture.
So let me say this, my brother. I speak broken English. Let me just say this again.
We all speak, because we ain't speaking the King's English.
Go ahead, Andrew.
All right. So why are we having this issue? Is because Satan is in the pulpit. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. All right. If we go down to verse 13, it says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. These ain't the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself, verse 14, is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. This is Satan's army in church. Not me saying it. This is 2 Corinthians. This is Paul talking to the Corinthians. Y'all love Paul so much. Listen to him in this instance. He's telling you. Because the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 says that Satan, that old serpent, he was cast out and he deceived the whole world.
So, again, I just knocking on points. I'll talk about the Sabbath. The Sabbath is supposed to be celebrated, you said Friday, and then
Friday Saturday. Evening to Saturday evening. Shabbat Shalom to me.
So why the church, when the Father says, keep Sabbath
holy.
Holy, right? Right. Is that in the book? Because I say people, I might be illiterate, so I want to make sure I'm on the right track. That's in the book?
Yeah, keep the Sabbath holy, yeah.
So why?
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it
so
holy.
So why they want to do it on what the next day is?
What
the churches remember, do it on?
But some church, some churches do it on Sunday.
On Sunday. So right. why is that?
Because.
That's the Greco-Roman, Constantine and the Pope, them.
That's a big part of it. That's a big part of it.
And are they pagan?
But see, we miss, we get caught up on this being Sunday. Sunday ain't in the Bible.
Sunday in the Bible?
No. Sunday ain't in the Bible.
Sunday in the Bible.
You know what's in the Bible?
What's in the Bible?
The first day.
What is the first day?
The second day. The third day. The fourth day. The fifth day. The sixth day. And the seventh day.
I know that. What's the first day? What is the first day?
The first day. Day one. Now, you asking me what's the first day in their language?
Yeah, in their language.
Sunday.
And the first day in the original basement.
Well, our first day, it was based on the end of the seventh day.
And the seventh day is?
But they say sábado in the Spanish. Sábado is Sabbath.
So?
It's in the language. You understand?
So the week starts from?
The week for many work week will start on Monday.
Monday?
Yeah. Because it's Sunday, then it's Monday.
Monday. So what kind of language that is there?
That's Greco-Roman.
Okay, that's not.
That's coming out of the Norse writings, because these people had their own religion. They wasn't checking for us. They didn't come to us to save us. They came to save themselves. We are the savior of them, because we create the mind power, we create the knowledge, We create the skill that allows for their systems to operate. We're their saviors. They're not our saviors.
So we have a lot of teaching that are going against God's word.
So who would do that?
Who
would be opposite to God?
Satan.
Okay. Except that we in Satan's kingdom.
And I think all that is happening to us today in this country is because of these same major issues in the country.
Yeah, because you know why? Because we don't want to know thyself. We don't want to actually understand that the kingdom of heaven is within. The book of Luke chapter 17, verse 21 says the kingdom of heaven does not come with observation. The kingdom of heaven is within. So what was the Messiah saying to us? He was saying your salvation comes when you begin to look within and when you begin to see the divinity within you and recognize the divinity within your brothers and sisters and in humanity and use the guidance of that divinity to assist you with making the world a better place.
It's in you. So you get the power.
You have the power of the Most High, but you have to understand the Most High is using you. See, we like to use the Most High. It don't work that way. The Most High uses us. We are the extension of the Most High. Too many times we stand up and want to tell God what to do, what we want. We're going to have a big prayer rally, and we're going to pray to God and tell God, stop the crime. Really? How audacious of you.
Obviously, it's gunshot that night, and people get killed.
Yeah, but the point is, how audacious of any one of us to stand up and tell God,
yes,
stop. When the Messiah
tells us
had a message that said, you need to be following this law.
If you don't follow
the law, I never knew you.
So that's why all this is happening in our country, because he ain't knowing no one.
Because the first thing we need to do is be still and know that I am.
Who you are.
I be still and know that I am God. That's how we learn it.
Wow.
Be still. Stop thinking you got the answers. Prayer is the art of speaking and not listening. Meditation is the art of not speaking, but actually listening. Most churches don't want to have meditation. Most churches don't want to sit down and listen to the divinity within them because they're possessed. I'm not speaking about any denomination. I'm deceived, as according to the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. If the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 says you've been deceived, that means the church been deceived, the mosque been deceived, the synagogue been deceived, the gangsters been deceived, the consciousness people been deceived. Every one of us have been deceived.
I can tell you this. I was a gangster, and I was deceived.
Yes.
All right?
So, yes. So we've all been...
It's the truth. But and I mean real gangster.
I
was deceived until I really see that all was a lying illusion.
But you know who the real gangsters are? One who could point and say they the gangsters while they being gangsters. Mm. You figure out who that is. Wow. Figure out who you can't talk about and then you know who the gangsters are. If you could blame young black men for the problems in this country, then they don't really have the power. Wow. Because we don't make guns in this country. We don't make bullets in this country. And we don't have the manpower to bring the bullets and the guns into the country. So who bringing the, I want to cuss right now. Who bringing the guns and ammunition into the country? It ain't the young gangsters.
No.
It ain't the young boy who twisting up his head with his pants hanging off his bungee.
He want to buy a gun.
He won't buy a gun, but he ain't making no guns.
No.
So who bringing the guns in? Who benefiting from off of this crime? That's who we need to focus on.
Not the young guys on the street.
We need to talk to the gang leaders. We need to talk to the people who bringing the guns in.
The business owners and who,
You can't bring them in on planes, so what you bringing them on?
Boat.
Oh, okay.
Boat? You all that? Boat?
But you won't blame, I'm not saying these young men ain't responsible. I'm not saying they shouldn't have a sense of accountability. I'm saying maybe the Most High put circle.
I see.
Maybe if they was guided the way they supposed to be guided, we'd have an army. That's supposed to protect the children of the Most High instead of actually killing them.
You making good sense.
The gangsters ain't the problem. It's the purpose of the gangster is that's the problem.
Wow.
Because if you guide the gangster properly, now you have protection.
You're correct.
So, now Satan's kingdom can be dealt with because Satan don't understand talking.
Selenintin did that to us.
Yes, he did.
Unless I rattle his hand and
me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, and
I understand, and I saw the headline paper today. I understand what Michael Pintado said. I didn't read the article, but when I saw the headline, smile. I say he's on to something because at least he's saying let's communicate with them. But the point I'm saying is, Let's stop pointing the finger at the people in the street. See, crime starts on the top of the hill and it rolls down to the bottom of the hill.
That's correct.
And we get left holding the crime, but we don't start the crime. We're not the initiators of crime in this country.
It goes way deep.
You understand? We don't make the drugs coming in this country.
It comes from Jamaica, United States of America.
I ain't even talking about... I'm talking about hard drugs.
Yeah, you talk about fentanyl and all those stuff.
You can grow marijuana in your yard. Yeah. I'm talking about hard drugs.
Marijuana is no drug.
You understand? I'm talking about hard drugs. Cocaine. I'm talking about things you got to process in a lot.
Yeah. Crystal meth.
We ain't making that around here.
No.
Not in no large quantity.
No.
But how is it getting in here?
It got to get smuggling.
So the point I'm making is that scripture just told you who is in the pulpit. Satan. Not me. Satan is in the pulpit. I started out reading tonight the original books of the Bible. If enough of us were seriously willing to come from under control of the Luciferians, then the quarantine that's been placed on this planet by the Intergalactic Confederation. I know that sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't sound crazy.
Let me tell you why I'm saying it now, because if I said it 10 years ago, I would sound crazy. But I can't sound crazy now because the United States have a space force.
And they said it.
Yeah, but why would they have a space force if there's not an Intergalactic Confederation? Yeah, so the point I'm making is they
right.
know.
You're right.
So there is an Intergalactic Confederation. There is a quarantine on this planet. There are people on this planet assisting to lift the quarantine. But it got to be enough of us willing to come from under the control of the Luciferians. We got to stop worshiping these people.
I'm just going to end on this, and I'm going to let you finish the show. All right. I just read, so I just use my own interpretation. So I hear aliens this and aliens that. So I say, Anjuji, go just read the book and see if you could come to any conclusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say, let me look in the book. I say, Lord, give me knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And listen, people, listen, general public. So I say, whatever this page turned to, I can read. So I just, that's how I just read. I just take thing up and I read a lot.
You read that?
I read.
Yes.
So when I start to read, it says, yeah, in Solomon and Gomorrah, right? Say, his Lot.
Mm-hmm.
His Lot was walking and then two bright.
Three of them came.
Three came, right?
And then two went.
Two went in.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, hold on, nah.
Where they come from?
Right. So I say, this the aliens, right here, what the Father show me. Nah, anyone teach me this, no one show me this, but the Father, divinity, without you say, find oneself mm-hmm. and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I asked, and he showed it to me. So I say, this the aliens, right here. The angels came, and they showed a difference. In,
that's right.
And, this,
and they have a ship, too. It's in
Rebel. Watch this. So I say, God is a God of technology. So we were having this discussion. So I said, how many men did not die on earth? So in the scriptures, again, I tell you, I as an ox.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me look back and think. So I said, Elijah.
The Tishbite. Mm-hmm.
I say, and they said that he went up in a chariot of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone witnessed this. So he said, chariot of fire.
Yeah.
So then I listen back. It go way back again. And they say, couple of centuries later, they talk about Christ when he went on Mount Olive and then he got ascended in heaven with a bright light. So I say, hold on now. What going on here? I say, I don't find aliens. So when they talk about all this celestial and all that, I don't find what's it in the book. They tell you the difference.
Yeah.
So those them angels who was walking with Lot, they're the aliens.
That's right.
And then the spaceship that Elijah went up in when they talk about chariot of fire, it's the spaceship. And then when Christ went up on Mount Olive,
mm-hmm.
he ran up in a spaceship.
So the reality is, these the brotherhood, that's the Nazarite brotherhood and sisterhood. This is the Nazarite society. Oftentimes when they would say we came from on high, it didn't necessarily mean we was coming from outer space. It meant that we were coming from a high culture. That high culture had descendants, those who descended mm-hmm. down to us, that had the ability to come and go. This is on the walls. This is actually in the hieroglyphs. All right? Every time they say the word heaven in the New Testament, they're saying the word Uranus, wow. Orion. which is why letting you know that there's a connection between the stars and the earth. That's where the conversation started. Why do you have a holiday to keep yourself in alignment with the celestial heavens are within and without?
So I just want to say this to the listening audience. Go check it. Those people who were walking a lot, they're the aliens. So when you watch all those movies talking about alien this, they're the aliens.
I'll say this. We are the only people on the planet with woolly hair. Everybody else got fur.
Wow.
You do the mats on that.
That's awesome.
You got it right.
Look, there. Yeah, you're completely, completely on time. And then again, if you're looking for a spaceship, listen closely. They said that Elijah ran up in a chariot of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go back and they talk about Christ. They said when he, after 3 days, after he was resurrected, they said he ran up with a bright light. People witnessed that. So what they're telling you? God is the God of technology. So all this stuff you're watching on TV and stuff like that, it's the real thing. You just got to put it together. And I put that together.
You got to go into the language is key.
Yeah, so you want to say something before we go real quick?
I just want to encourage everybody to go to journeyhomegroup.com and join us on Sundays at 9 a.m. over at Woods Alley off of Wolf Road, where we have our Sunday services. We have the Sabbath on Saturdays, and then we start the week with our Sunday services. You can reach out to us at 242-426-1148. That's 242-426-1148. And thank you again, my brother, for having us.
And again,
Namastu.
The original name of God is what it is?
Anere. Anere. Now, when you say God, that was the terrestrial guardian angelic host, our bloodline, called Naturu Elohim, who they call God.
Wow.
You understand? So we got to get into the language. When they come back, we can do
that. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So I want to say to each and every one of you, I hope you enjoyed the show. We just want to give some enlightenment to some of the problems that we are facing in the country. And maybe if we start to regain our knowledge, the Father would heal us.
Yeah.
And I would like to say this to each and every one who are part of the church and are Christians, and there are good Christians out there. Listen to the pastors. The church was made to make sure everyone's need was met. There's too much suffering and stressful people in this country.
Yep.
So you need to get out the four walls and go do what the church was designed for. Okay? So I want to say good night to everyone and have a wonderful day next week on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Valentino O'Brien, host of the show Inside Inner City. I had my good friend Anku. He always is very intelligent, very knowledgeable. That's why I like him to come on the show so that he could be able to give a lot of this information out there to help pull people together and bring them back to the original, true message of the Father.
Yes.
So see you next week, Friday, of course, Spell Life.
La 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 la. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, Bigger Bay, and Brown.